Pineapples are in my head.
Yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We back live 98.5 WJYN. You already know what we do each and every time. We got a jam-packed show for you. Yes, you make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Also make sure you follow us Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, all that good stuff at Revive underscore POC. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter as well as our YouTube channel so you can stay locked with all the recap, exclusive interviews, all that good stuff. We want to get into our jam-packed show today. We got another special guest on the line with us. I'm excited. She's been on the show before, but it's been a while since she's been on the show. But I'm excited that she's back live with us and she's been doing some amazing things around the city for, musicians and then also for herself, being very talented and doing what she does. We got Ray on the line right now, a Philadelphia born, raised artist here in the city of Philadelphia. She's also the founder and the force behind the Sunray Collective. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as her Black Music City Grant and how she's helping other artists here in the city of Philadelphia. Welcome, Ray, 98.5 Revive Radio. How you feeling?
Hello,
What's good, sis? How you
actually doing
feeling?
pretty well. It's been a very hectic week, and I'm finally feeling very, very settled.
I'm excited for you, and you got a lot coming up. You're actually performing this week. It's Juneteenth. You got I would say an entire event coming up at Fringe Art. That's what it's called, right?
I do tomorrow night. We about
Yes,
to go
yes.
crazy. Rehearsal was
And
great.
that's where you're coming from now?
No, I'm actually coming from work. It was Member Appreciation Day.
Okay.
I am now in the works of becoming a personal trainer.
Okay.
And I work at City Fitness, and we was loving on our members, and I'm all sweaty and full of sunshine.
You wear so many hats. That's crazy. I would have never thought
I
you was
do
a
with the camera
personal
what
trainer.
they got, baby.
Yeah, you wear so many hats, man. But we didn't. I want to back up a little bit because we didn't properly introduce you. So go ahead and properly introduce yourself and let the people know exactly who you're listening to.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Radiance. I am an MC, a flautist. I am a painter, all the things. But for today, my hat is band leader and MC majorly. I feel like I like to let my actions speak more than my words. So in order for them to, get the feel, you gotta come out and come see me.
For sure. And you've been doing music in the city of Philly for some time now. And
Almost
actually,
a decade.
June, that's beautiful. Congratulations. And June
Thank
is
you.
actually Black Music Month, right? And I wanted to just start there.
It
When it comes down to Black Music Month, what does it mean to you as a Black woman, who's a musician who wears so many different hats?
Honestly, it really means liberation. Like, I didn't understand the power of what it means to be an artist, one, but a Black artist. Like, the things that, I was told I could not do a lot of my life for the things I'm doing actively now. And it's just because of I didn't fit certain molds or look the way I was supposed to or whatever. So to be able to like enjoy being a Black artist and being able to have that communal feeling, the no need for bells and whistles, like Black art is just not in a box. Like it's just so much room and color and expansion. And I just didn't grow up thinking that big. Like at all. And I feel like Black art has taught me about like just finding art in melancholy and the blues of it all and the sadness and the triumph and resilience and wounds. Like it's just so much room to like be human and then find liberation and room for others to like, love and live with you. Like even watching Sinners reminded me of that, to be honest.
That's crazy that you even brought that up because that's actually, something that a lot of people talk about because they actually put that that what would you call it? That it wasn't folk music. Was it like simpler to folk music, you call it?
It was a lot of blues. It was a
Blues.
lot of
Well,
blues
I'm
in there.
talking about when they threw the other people and the vampires, the white
Oh,
side.
what, the Juke Jam? Yeah, I feel like that was It was folk when they were doing what's that joint?
When they were
Something
outside the
got a
barn.
bend. Something got a bitten and a bend and a bend and
Yeah.
something got a
And
bend.
it show yeah, because it just shows some the reason why I'm saying it because it shows similarity to how it all came together, like how
Yeah.
white people pretty much took that and created rock and roll, and how Black people pretty much took that and ran with the blues. And I'm not saying giving white people the whole credit for rock and roll, because shout out to Little Richie, but Little Richard, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot when it comes down to that particular genre. But I'm just saying in general, like how it was ran with in general from different aspects of life, of just like people still being on the same side of the Macy-Dixon line. You know what I mean? So, but to bring it back full circle, I want to actually get back into what you were talking about, because you were breaking down what Black Music Month means to you. But then it also made me think about the city of Philadelphia, right? Because a lot of artists come directly from the city, right? A lot of artists we've seen on charts, whether they was writing the music, being the musician from the band, from the guitar to the drums, all of those in between artists as far as coming directly from the city of Philadelphia. So I wanted to ask you, being a part of the Black Music City Grant, how was that for you? And then you're still actually working on your grant as it's, unfolding. How is that working for you, and how's that been for you as far as the process and the journey?
That's crazy. I was literally just talking about it. To be honest, it was I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I'm very grateful. It taught me a lot about how I want to work when get receiving those type of things. I feel like working on a larger scale, one, it is a lot. Like putting a band together, especially musicians that are multi-talented and consistently booked. Woo! Hard, not gonna lie. But the things that we made at least like about like 8 or 9 tracks, 7 that were properly cut and mixed. Waiting on the masters now. I was able to really fully flesh out what it looks like to create a project. I was able to have them have photo shoots, get individual shots. And it was a beautiful experience.
And when you
I
say
did.
them, are you talking about particularly like your band or people that
Yeah,
you?
the band I
Okay, yeah,
made sure,
okay.
because this whole thing was directed towards my father specifically. Like my parents raised me, but my dad has been present the entirety of me being Radiance. Like to the point where he was driving me to gigs. Like he just
Awesome.
wanted, we didn't have a really close connection growing up, like at all. He was working so much that I just didn't get to know my dad until I was like 22. And he wanted so badly to connect with me that he just did everything he could to add to that musical part. I didn't even understand that's what his approach was, but that's really the way that we speak. Like we speak certain languages with each other, but music is the biggest one.
Awesome.
And
Shout out to your dad as we just celebrated Father's Day this past Sunday.
out to Bam Bam, the big guy. And it's one of those things where like people don't have to show up for you in that way. So that's what the grant was majorly about, is just the intergenerational connection between the younger and older generations that allow the community to feel more whole. Like when we're working with people that are so close in age, it feels like we're competing or whatever like that. But when you start seeing more elders and people that come before you, and they're like in their 70s and 80s and still doing it with no ego, with no hubris, you realize you're not, you have no rush. If
And
you're
do you,
doing it for, sorry, go ahead.
no, I just wanted to follow up, based on what you're saying, and when it comes down to what you just put together with the grant, do you feel like that helped you feel more of an empowered independent artist, or did you feel like you still had to do all of the work, such as what an independent artist would have to do?
Yeah, I was alone in a lot of the at least the game planning of a lot of this and making it make sense and really like putting it together. I don't think I would do that moving forward. I would like to be working more with partners and people that have their own ideas to add to the space. I feel like being around a lot of energies at once, that I need to have more of a team, and I think that's really important when cultivating a lot of these things, because to cultivate photo shoots, it's a documentary involved, supposed to be a fundraiser involved, curating the event, making the track list, sharing the track list. Like I'm wearing too many hats, and it sometimes can take away from really sitting in the product and sitting in the fun of it, especially when things aren't really going well. Because like we were supposed to have an event next week, and then the whole protests start happening. So like things that I had in my mind now are not, sitting, and I have to pivot, but I have to pivot alone and then tell 8 other adults what to do. And it would be better if it was like 4 other adults that had input and something to add to the space. You know what I mean?
And how did you learn from this particular situation as you're still growing through it? Like you're still actively growing through the situation, but like, what is one thing that, listeners and musicians who are, inspired by the work that you do can actually listen and learn from it?
I learned to just slow down. Like I literally a song that's really releasing like in 2 days. It's called literally called Slow Down. But
it.
there's just no
Plug
rush. Like,
it really quick. Where can people find the song?
oh, it's gonna be on all platforms, under the Sunbreak Collective called Slow Down. If you saw Sinners, it's gonna remind you of Pearlene on the stage.
Okay. I love
Very,
it.
very hot, very sweaty, but it's poetry. It gives you blues. It gives you just that vibe. And I don't spit poetry often, but this album gonna have a lot more of those vocals, that deep voice, and things like that.
I love it. But
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that.
finish your thought though. You were telling us a little bit about like slowing down. Like, what does that mean?
It really is just like make sure that you're not burning yourself out. Like the whole point of this is to be able to express yourself, not to overly prove yourself. And I feel as though I've been in a headspace where I've had a lot that I want to do and a lot I want to finish and whatever, but I have to make sure that sorry, a lot of energy around me, but I just had to make sure that I'm not getting burnt out. I think this past week I felt that, like, where I was just like, I'm doing so much and I feel like it's not settling in my spirit, or it's not making me feel the way I deserve to feel. And it this mind you, feelings are temporary. So all it takes is a pivot to shift and acclimate to find what will make you feel better. And what did that for me is just making sure that I'm, enjoying the music, like enjoying the vibe that's happening. Like, it's not like I want to do the event next week. It might have to be in a month or so. That's okay. Like, just about pivoting and enjoying the fact that you were able to cultivate something with people that you love.
That makes sense. And speaking of that, I want to get into it because you actually mentioned it as far as the Sunray Collective. Talk to us a little bit about this. And it's technically a rotating band of Philly musicians, correct?
Show is.
Talk to me about it. And
Yeah, because musicians do
and
business.
I was about to say, what makes it a rotating band? And describe that to us.
Because musicians are so busy that sometimes they're booked by the other bands. And if you have musicians that I have, which are they are always in pulled in multiple directions because they have good energy, good showmanship, and they're talented. So me personally, I'm never going to try to pigeonhole any of my musicians to ever have like, oh, you have to do this or you have to do that. Absolutely not. And it's very much a family. Like a lot of us know each other, have played with each other. Some people have played since they were 13 at the Clef Club. Some people I played last year in festivals or whatever. So it's very much a family. It's like you just call who's available, but there's only certain people you have in your pocket and your Rolodex. I don't want everybody to be included. I want people that really have that spirit, that really they care about what they're doing, they care about the craft, and they just want to bring something beautiful to the table. And
Dang,
I
so
think
it
there's a
sound
lot
like
of
you
black people
gatekeeping,
doing
right? It sound like you gatekeeping.
You said I'm gatekeeping?
It sound like you
Yeah.
gatekeeping. It
Listen, listen. Can't
sound
have everybody at the joint, man. They
like
gotta
you
leave room.
gatekeeping.
They gotta have their own things. I gotta support
I
somebody
feel
else.
you. I feel you though. But I
Yeah,
want to
I'm
stay on
talking about
that
72
top.
bands in Philly.
But I want to stay on that topic just for a second, though, because
For
when it
sure.
comes down to musicians in general, to get into different venues like you've been in, Six City, Love Park, you World Cafe Live, you've done a lot of big stages in the city. And a lot of people feel like the city has been gatekeeping a lot of different venues and places for artists, such as independent artists, to perform,
Really?
So just your thoughts on it. Do you feel like that's an accurate statement, or do you feel like people just not working hard enough?
Honestly, I'm uncertain, because I think that it is a relationship building thing. I don't think it's a venue thing.
I feel that.
A lot of the bookings I'm getting are for friends, not gonna lie. People that genuinely call me directly on my phone. It's not an email, it's not any of that. And they just happen to be in certain positions. Some people were not in that position 5 years ago, but now they are. And we have enough of a connection that they're like, can you do this? So I can be the most professional person in the world, but my personality is what does it. My character is what gets me booked, not the talent. Because there's people that can outsing me. There's many flautists that can outdo me. There's so many other MCs in the city. It's not about just the talent. Don't get me wrong, it is talent. Keep working. Like, keep working. But you have to have a good character. Nobody owes you anything. Nobody owes anybody anything.
I totally
So
agree with
gatekeeping
that.
is different, interesting, only because the venues are having such a turnover that some of these venues are opening and closing within 2 or 3 years. So like some of them aren't even lasting that long, to even gatekeep in the first place. And some of them just don't know people. Like a lot of people that are owning some of the venues, like War Cafe Live just got bought out by a tech person, not a music person. So is he going to reach out to the local musicians first? Probably not. He might reach out more for experiences and tech things. So it's just kind of like, it's just understanding who you're talking to. Like, I've also served at these venues. I've served at War Cafe Live for 2.5 years. I served at City Winery. The only reason I knew about Global Village is because I served at Chili's. I knew Juice by B before Juice by B was a thing because we were serving together. So I think I just got the privilege of being able to be in the city and like immerse myself in it outside of music. And then I was relationship building and it just expanded into that. But all of it was really natural and aligned. Like I never thought I would be this far. I never thought I would be who I am. I didn't really believe in myself the way that other people believed in me, to be honest. So like, it's really just understanding that like this is really for your inner child. Like this was all to be able to heal myself. Like the person I am now was not the person I started being. Like I was really very broken coming to the community, and I had so many people building me and helping me learn about myself. Like I healed a lot of the relationship with my father, healed relationship with my family. Like I'm able to really communicate well, have confidence. Like all the things that Ray was doing was helping Summer. So even though all these venues
Beautiful.
and everything are great, that wasn't my goal. My goal was getting better personally. And I just wanted to reach out to the people that were, wanted to vibe with me.
I love your transparent answer. You actually dropped a lot of gems in that response as well. And it makes me want to just add this little tidbit on, and I want to just add this little point because I want to get back into the fact that you actually have an event coming up. You're dropping a song tomorrow. I mean, 2 days. I want to make sure people can find that again. I want to talk a little bit about that. But my last question I want to ask about this particular topic is, even when it comes down to particularly party promoters, do you feel like Philadelphia is a city for party promoters, and that's how people, as far as independent artists, get on? Or like, do you think? Or do you think, like you said, like people have to get boots on the ground and create these relationships, or do they need to actually show up at the parties?
Both. It definitely depends on what type of genre you have. Like I can do hip hop, so if I'm doing hip hop, I'm going to Silk. But if I'm doing more musicality, I'm going to like the W or something like that. So first, the person has to decide what type of genre they want. Like what are you in? Because like you could go to Silk City, but then are they playing the genre that you really fit with? You know what I mean? So I think that's a whole joint, like to really balance. Like, but I'll say, like, I've been at Silk, but I never did All Love Block Party by myself. So like, there's certain goals I still haven't met for myself. But it really is like, if you like what that venue person is doing, talk to them. They don't know you. Like, they don't know you. And a lot of the time when we doing rehearsals, we going to people's crib. They're not letting everybody in their house. Like,
That's
period.
true.
Yeah, like a lot of this stuff that people are doing that you're seeing consistently, they're all friends. Like getting breakfast on Saturday morning type shit. So like I think that's just more of like if you want to really build relationships, you got to make friends. 'Cause like if you're looking at Pusha and Pharrell, like years later, they went to high school together and they cool still. Like so it's the same thing. I think people just gotta understand it's not working up, it's working across. Because whoever you around, you have to like them too.
That's real. That's real. See,
Yeah.
you dropping gems, sis. You've been in there a decade. I see you.
Period.
I see you've been around for a minute.
Yeah.
And another thing that you mentioned too was your superpower, which is, like, in my opinion, is your flute, right?
Yeah.
And what makes you want to continue to bring that superpower out, because most people not walking around with a flute, you know what I'm saying?
For
So
real.
what makes you want to, master that craft?
Because when I got started, I was playing. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I definitely was playing in my own face with my instrumentation for a good amount of my life. Like, fifth grade, I was like, oh, wait, no, eighth grade. I don't even know what grade I was in. But I literally only started because I wanted to hang out with my friend. And then she moved, and they was like, hold on, you gotta stay in the class. I'm like, what? That's crazy. So I definitely wasn't ready to really take it seriously. And then when I was in high school, my parents were so focused on other things. They weren't coming to recitals. They weren't really fueling that part of me. And it just didn't seem like it was important. So when I went to college, I was supposed to be in marching band. I chose lacrosse instead. And then I just stopped playing. And when I came into the community, I was just like, I was playing at Warm Daddy's and doing all the MC
Okay,
and stuff.
don't date yourself. Don't date yourself, man. Most people don't even know who Warm Daddies is.
If you know about self, you know who Warm Daddy is. But yo, when I say I was playing with beginner musicians. Like I had Smooth Waffle playing keys. That man don't play
Awesome.
keys
Shout out
live.
to Smooth.
Like he don't play keys live for real. Like I Zavita's playing when he was first like really getting everything together. Like it was really like a
Awesome.
beginning stage for all the musicians I was with.
I
And
love
then I
Smooth
start
Waffle.
playing. Yeah, listen, he's not a pancake, you mean? But
Yeah,
I genuinely I enjoy playing. It felt like I was in the beginning stage of a lit and we were beginning with that. But then I started playing with better musicians. And I started getting confused. And I'm like, hold on. What? Like, and mind you, I can read music, but now I have to relearn my dynamics. I gotta relearn all these different things. So it made me a student again. And it was
Awesome.
uncomfortable. I'm not even gonna lie. It was very uncomfortable to be so good at rapping at the time and then not be good at my instrument. Like it was just like I felt like I was it made it feel weird that I just wasn't good at something at the time. 'Cause I felt so confident and then I just didn't anymore.
I
I was
love
just like,
it. And I
yeah.
truly feel like that's your superpower, you know what I'm saying? Because when you sing, you got the whole crowd like locked in. But when you play
Thank
that
you.
flute, girl, I swear we all be like mouth drop wide open. Like, what the heck is going on up there? Like, what? I love
Yo.
it. Like, I honestly just love the vibe, how you present yourself on stage. It's a
Thank
whole aura
you.
that follows you when you're on stage. And you know, that makes me want to talk about what's going down tomorrow. Celebrating Juneteenth. Talk to me a little bit about what's happening at French Arts.
Yo, I got you. Before I even get into that, I'm gonna definitely give a shout out to Lionel Johnson. He literally is one of the most fire keyboardists. But this man has genuinely got me getting back into music theory. That's what it is. Well, if you play an instrument or you have anything, you better know your theory, know your arpeggios. You better know your pentatonic scale. Come on. Anyway, tomorrow we are at Fringe Bar from 6 to 10. This is a Green Light Series event hosted by my lovely Miss Queen Dina. Come
Yeah, shout
on.
out to Queen Dina.
Sunray Collective is popping out. I got Max Honig, I got Justin Cropper and my dad on drums.
Awesome.
And we'll be playing from about 7 to 10. I think Brother Taj is going to be spinning for the first hour. Neptune and the Bull Bay are going to be performing. Neptune is our closing performer. And we got some songs for you. Like when I say we was doing All Right by Kendrick last night, killing
Just
it. Ooh,
the
I cannot wait.
lineup in general, like you know, from you to the boy Bay to Nep 21, like
25.
all of you all on the same stage, I think it's just going to be an amazing
It's
impact for
gonna
the
be
city
Black
in
and
general.
Fly. I'm so
Shout
excited.
out
And
to
it's
Dina
just
for being able
like
to put curate something like this. You know, I'm not sure if it was come back to
TBE.
thought, but this was an amazing setup as far as just you know, as we're getting older and going into like we still want to hang out and have a good time, I feel like this is the vibe that you know a certain age group and demographic is what we'll be looking for.
Oh yes, ma'am. Like this is so mind you, this is after sips. So this is kind of like this is a get cute. You know what I mean? Like test out your textures. Come on, satin. Come on, you know. And it's might right near the water. It's gonna be a bit hot. So I would say, you know what I mean? Bust out the shorts. Bust out the dress. Let the back hang out. Be prepared to sweat and enjoy yourself.
I love it. I love it. I
And
love
wear
it, man.
deodorant. Wear lots of deodorant.
And before I let you go, Ray, I want to get back into, you know, your new single, Slow Down. And it's
Yes.
actually from the entire project. So how many songs will be on this project?
It's going to be seven.
Okay, seven songs.
Yeah, one of so how I worked on the songwriting is the one that's releasing, that's one I wrote, but everybody from the project was able to write something. Everything is from scratch. And the prompt, I wanted to give prompts to everybody. I was like figuring out whether I want to be political or this, that, and the third. But a lot of it is rooted in love.
Love it. I
Everything that
love
we
it.
wrote is literally rooted in love. Like there's one song called If Love Could Solve It All. Like music is love, harmony is paradise. My dad wrote a song. I gave everybody a chance to have their essence in what's happening and just building something beautiful. And
I love it.
it was so worth it.
I love
As
it.
for the event on the 19th, I'm figuring out how I want to show up because as the press protests are going on, I'm trying to balance out the solidarity within my old coworkers and also the hard work I put in. And I feel like that's been a thing for a lot of the people that are still booked there.
And when you're
And
talking about the protests, for people who may not know, you're talking about the protests that's going on
yes.
at World Cafe Live.
Yes, I am a former employee of World Cafe Live. I'm still contracted to be their teaching artist and their open mic host. And I was able to get a little bit more of a sneak peek of the next direction of what's going on. And it's very, very unclear and hazy. And that caused a lot of disruption between the staff. So a lot of the staff, after receiving inaccurate pay and just apparently a hostile situation, they walked out. I think on the 11th, around like 8 o'clock. And yeah, ever since then they've been on strike. But they also, everybody that went on strike was also fired. Like, and then within that, they've been garnering major support. Like this morning I got a call from somebody from CBS. Like there's people really trying to support what they're doing. And I wasn't sure what to make of it because it was such a small protest. And I was like, I wish more people like knew about it so we could have come out for you. But everybody gathered support immediately. Immediately. The COO was pushed out. Their booker just
Excuse me.
quit. Like World Cafe Live is truly going through a very
Tough time right
large,
now.
strenuous shift. And it's only to maintain integrity, not to be, you know, not to bully anybody out of what they're doing, but like genuinely the ideas that were brought in the that meeting when we first met the new CEO, it just felt very it felt very aggressive. It felt very kind of like just be obedient type thing because we're saving you. And it was a lot. And it was a lot of energy in there. And I completely get where they're coming from. So World Cafe Live's programming did not shift. There's people canceling. I canceled my show next week. Voices in Power canceled their show that was supposed to be tonight. Like people are pulling out. They don't really want to be a part of it until there's an understanding of what's going on, so the staff is comfortable. Because they're just that's what makes the show run.
I
Not gonna
understand.
lie.
I understand.
And
And I'm
that's exactly
grateful.
why I can. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna say I'm grateful that you're still in like somewhat of a good spirit to still try to figure out how you can find space for your former employee, your former coworkers, I'm sorry, and then now, find space for people who want to come see you and actually do what you've been working hard to do over time. So when it comes down to slow down again, how can people find you?
Honestly, it's going to be on all platforms if you look up Slow Down by the Sunray Collective, but also I'm going to have it on my website as well. I'm
Awesome.
also going to have it on Instagram. I'll be doing an email blast or whatever. Subscribe to radiance.com, all those things.
And
But it's everywhere. If you look up Radiance, I'll probably be creating a
you got to
playlist under
spell
my
it for him,
name.
right? You got to spell it for him. You don't
Oh,
spell
yeah, sure.
the
RAE period DIANZ. Yeah.
regular.
But for the
And this is
Sunray
the energy
Collective,
she has on stage, ladies and gentlemen. This is
yeah.
not an act. This is her pure energy
I
for show
literally am like
for
this when I work at the gym. I act like this at the gym. I just got off
show.
and like two-stepping the whole time. Like, and that's honestly the thing I will say. If you're around the right people and around the right energy, it feels normal.
For sure. And when it comes down to just like an update on the 19th, are for sure you're having the event, or are you going to continue to update people as it go?
So the 19th is the Black Music City Grant event. That's their event. So that's still happening. I don't control that. I'm figuring out whether I'll be present, but my documentary will be shown. And that's all I know for now. I think I would like to still show up because to have so many Black artists do so many amazing things, I feel like I would like to be present to at least see what was happening. As for the 26th, that is rescheduling, and I will be able to update that on my bands in town and on my website as well, if you keep up with my shows, and we'll
I
go
love
from there.
that. I love that, Ray. And once again, telling people how they can find you, social media, website, all that good stuff.
You can follow me at RAE period DIANZ on Instagram. You can follow my website, RAE period RAEDIANZ without the period. I'm all over the interwebs. Check out what you feel. It's a lot of beautiful things really underway, and I just can't wait to like just share with the world.
No doubt, Ray. I appreciate you always making time for us here at Revive Radio. I'm definitely looking forward to tomorrow's event. I'm looking forward to seeing you up on stage. And congratulations on all the beautiful things you just have done since the last time we actually had you on air. So I thank you again for that.
Yo,
For sure. Thank you for showing up for us.
I'm gonna wear my Revive hat. I'm gonna be real, Joe. I ain't gonna be a slider.
You're a real one for that, man. I appreciate
Yo,
you. You always
y'all
rocking the
about to
visor, yo. I appreciate
revive Y'all know about
that.
the revive
Yeah,
vibes.
you're a
Y'all
real MVP,
there.
man. You're original, man. I appreciate you, Ray. But we gotta
Hey,
go to a quick
they
commercial
do.
break, y'all. Right after this quick commercial break, you already know what time it is, man. It's your girl PLC. More Revive Radio, man. Stay locked. It's your girl PLC. Tell a friend to tell a friend.